أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين، إن نقول إلا اعتراك بعض آلهتنا بسوء. قال إني أشهد الله واشهدوا أني بريء مما تشركون من دونه فكيدوني جميعا ثم لا تنظرون. إني توكلت على الله ربي وربكم، ما من دابة إلا هو آخذ بناصيتها، إن ربي على صراط مستقيم. These are from ayat 53 to 56 of Surah Hud. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had related the da'wat of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu was salam to his people, the people of Aad. Their response to his da'wat, قَالُوا يَا هُود, they said, O Hud, مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَا, you have not brought a single proof to us. Now this was not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam and there is no proof of the Nubuwat. In one hadith, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi had come with some proof of his Nubuwat, which was glaring. But obviously, when the eyes are closed, when people do not want to hear, they do not want to listen, then they are not going to see this clear proof that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent with any Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence the people of Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu was salam, the people of Aad, were blinded to the clear signs of his nubuwat. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِي آلِهَتِنَا, secondly, we are never going to leave our gods, our deities, we are never going to leave praying towards them, عَنْ قَوْلِكْ, merely because of your saying. You are saying so. So that doesn't mean that we are going to stop our worship of idols and our idolatry. That is not going to happen. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, and together with that, we will never believe in you. We are not going to bring iman in you. In other words, here they were now cutting off that relationship of da'wat between the Nabi of Allah, Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salatu was salam, and themselves. They wanted nothing to do with him. Together with that, they said to him, إِنَّ قُولُ إِلَّا اعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ, that إِنَّ قُولُ, we do not say our assessment is nothing, but that you have been possessed by one of our gods with evil. Our gods have got hold of you and they have decided evil against you, and that is why you are going on, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, like an insane person, talking things that do not make sense. And in this way they ridiculed Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu was salam. They were threats and they were all of those things that they did to Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu was salam. This Nabi of Allah, his response, قَالَ إِنِّي أُشْهِدُ اللَّهِ, he said, certainly I make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the witness, وَشْهَدُوا أَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ, and you people also bear witness to the fact that I have got nothing to do with what you have associated partners with. And this is one very, very important aspect of our deen. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينٌ. We need to clarify our position with regards to iman. We need to be very clear, first of all, to ourselves with regards to our aqeedah and our belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is wahdahu la sharika la, Allah ta'ala is one and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has no partners. And we'll see this replete in the lives of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. I've got nothing to do, I disassociate completely with those partners that you have, min dunihi, besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I only believe in one Allah. Here he refreshed, rejuvenated, reiterated his iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the people threatened this Nabi of Allah and they threatened to kill him, he began to say to them, فَكِيدُونِي جَمِيعًا, all of you plot against me. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْذِرُونَ, and do not give me any respite. In other words, you can do it right now, but you'll never ever be successful. Come with all your gods, come with all your deities, they have absolutely no power. Why you will not be successful? إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ, certainly I place my trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is my Rabb, and Allah Ta'ala who is your Rabb. And this is one very, very important aspect in every respect of our lives, is the tawakkul and the trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we speak about tawakkul and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it doesn't mean that we leave out the means, the material means. We will opt for the material means, but remember that all power and all might belongs only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا. Another very important aspect of imaniyat that Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam tries to instill in his people, understand that they have threatened him. He is now responding to the threat, showing them that he is not afraid. He lives with the power and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But in all of this, he is also showing imaniyat. Such imaniyat that we have to bring into our lives also, that there is no moving creature. There is no creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Illa huwa akhidhum binasiyatiha. But his forelock is in the hand of Allah. Now when we speak about the forelock being in the hand of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it means that he is in the full control of Allah. There is not an ant in this world, there is not an animal in this world, there is not a human in this world, there is nothing in this world, but each and everything is in the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Inna Rabbi ala siratim mustaqim. Certainly my Rabb is on the sirat-e-mustaqim. What does this mean? That if you are on the sirat-e-mustaqim, you will find my Allah on that sirat-e-mustaqim. Because my Allah is most just, but at the same time, my Allah is most kind. If you retaliate against the laws of Allah, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will retaliate. If you turn towards Allah with tawbah, my Allah will forgive you. And this is that sirat-e-mustaqim, that if you trod upon, you will find my Allah on that path. And that is your final destination, reaching Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.